know that Americans are struggling right now with what we've witnessed over the past week. All of it's left us wounded and angry and hurt. This is the deepest fault lines of our democracy that have suddenly been exposed, perhaps even widened. And although we know that such divisions are not new, though they've surely been worse in even the recent past, that offers us little comfort. Faced with this violence, we wonder if the divides of race in America can ever be bridged. We see all this, and it's hard not to think sometimes that the center won't hold and that things might get worse. I'm here to say we must reject such despair. I'm here to insist that we are not as divided as we seem. I know how far we've come against impossible odds. Can we do this? Can we find the character as Americans to open our hearts to each other? Can we see in each other a common humanity and a shared dignity? And recognize how our different experiences have shaped us? That's what we must pray for, each of us. A new heart, not a heart of stone, but a heart open to fears and hopes and challenges of our fellow citizens. Because with an open heart, we can learn to stand in each other's shoes and look at the world through each other's eyes. With an open heart, we can decide to come together and make our country reflect the good inside us, the hopes and simple dreams we share. Hope does not arise by putting our fellow man down. It is found by lifting others up. I believe our sorrow can make us a better country. I believe our righteous anger can be transformed into more justice and more peace. Weeping may endure for a night, but I'm convinced joy comes in the morning.